Just before we go to news, a quick update on the finance news of the day, which we'd rather not have heard. The Reserve Bank announcing a hike in the repo rate of 50 basis points, the steepest increase since 2016, and a little bit higher than some were expecting. We had heard calls putting it at 0.25%, but a half it is. And Johan Els is on the line to reflect on that, economist at the Old Mutual Investment Group. Good afternoon, Johan. Perhaps not a surprise that it went up, but a little surprising how much it went up.
Yeah, maybe, but also inflation is a far bigger risk for us as consumers than interest rates. So the Reserve Bank wary of the impact that the high petrol prices and food prices on inflation will have on our own expectations of future inflation. So the fact that they raised by 50 basis points is just really to protect us from future entrenched much higher inflation. So I'm aware that people have been thinking only 25, but I think that the fact that they raised by 50 and in effect front-loading interest rate increases just takes off the pressure later on.
Of course, that's a hard sell to the household that's already struggling. Johannen is hearing about what the petrol price is going to be doing in the first week of June and knowing what that will do in turn to food prices and thinking, you know, where are we supposed to cut the budget?
Yeah, no, very true. But inflation is such a weird phenomenon for most of us. Inflation tells us nothing about price levels, but it tells us a lot about the change in those price levels. So even if petrol price stays high at the same level for a year, then a year down the line, the inflation rate is zero. But having said that, we all have limited budgets per month, or most of us, at least I do. So the more we spend on food and petrol, the less we have to spend available to spend on other things like luxuries. Mm-hmm. So within inflation, you see big relative price changes. The luxury stuff might be going up at a slower pace within that. So in the end, again, the Reserve Bank realizes that high inflation is far more detrimental to our incomes than higher interest rates.
Yeah.
So the higher interest rates, you know, it's also still way below what it was in February 2020 before the emergency COVID rate cuts started. And even if we see a couple more rate increases, I expect another 100 basis points in the cycle, we'll still end up below that February 2020 level. So it's still a moderate, slow, even normalization of interest rates in South Africa.
Johan, for those who don't know the terminology, when you say expecting another 100 basis points in this cycle, is that months away? Just what sort of time frame are you looking at there?
Probably in the next 12 months. So another 100 basis points spread over another 5 or 6 MPC meetings. So I think the Reserve Bank will revert to 25 basis point rate hikes. And so that's spread over, let's say, the next 12 months.
So not all in one go. Okay.
Not all in one go, no.
Johan, thanks for that. I mean, as you said, the inflation figure is the one that everyone's worried about. It's sitting at the latest revised figure sitting at 5.9%, which is right at the ceiling of our inflation targeting bracket, isn't it?
Yes, no, it is. And in June, it'll probably go up closer to 7 because of that big petrol price increase. That's also uncertain. We don't know whether the government will or will not extend the 1.50 cut in the fuel levy that they've had instituted for April and May. So if there's an extension, so there's lots of uncertainties around that number. But of course, the higher the number, the more you and I expect inflation to go up. So we build that into our expectations of price increases. We build that into our wage demands. And it's exactly that cycle that Reserve Bank wants to break. Because rather now a little bit of pain through high interest rates than permanent pain through much higher inflation down the line.
Johan Els, thank you so much for those comments. Economist at the Old Mutual Investment Group.